Hugh Neff has won the 2016 Yukon Quest. The Alaska musher finished in Whitehorse around 2:30 p.m. today after starting in Fairbanks 9 days ago. KUAC's Molly Reddick has more.
There was a pause in the cheering as Hugh Neff's dogs got tangled in the crowd on his way into the chute in Whitehorse. Then he ran across the finish line as the 2016 Yukon Quest champion. Along with hundreds of fans, Dawson Dolly was waiting for him, dressed in a bedazzled gown and a large feathered hat. She sang a ballad for the winning musher.
Champion of the Yukon Quest.
Neff hugged his lead dog, George Costanza.
I don't know if there's ever been a dog before that has won the quest and then come back and won the quest again 4 years later, but that's what my leader up there, George, did.
The Tok musher climbed the podium and told the crowd about his race. This was his 16th Yukon Quest and his second victory. In 2012, he came from behind and beat Alan Moore by 26 seconds. He said he had proven something this year.
I wanted to prove to people that it was more than just luck that I could do it once. Personally, I think I should have won this race 5 or 6 times by now. I think I put that baby to bed.
Ness said the stars had aligned for him this year.
I've never had a team like this before, and all the racing I've done that has eaten and drank and perfectly at every checkpoint. It's like a former Quest champ, Jeff King, says, if you win, usually it's easy. And I really felt this year like everything just came easily to me.
Brent Sass came in second on wobbly legs, saying it was the hardest race of his life. Still, he said, he loved every mile.
Highlights, I enjoyed every minute of it when it comes right down to it. This is what I love to do, and I'm really fortunate that I get to do it.
On the Yukon Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Molly Reddick.
Hugh Neff took the 5th place spot last year. Yukon resident Ed Hopkins, one of 5 Canadian competitors, was in 5th place at the halfway point and remained solidly in that position. Contestants have been challenged by blizzards, equipment troubles, and sick dogs throughout the grueling race. The top 10 finishers will split a $115,000 prize, and Neff will take home about $35,000.